A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who opens a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, who leads our chariots and horsemen, a powerful army, till they lie prostrate together, never to rise, snuffed out and quenched like a wick. Remember not the events of the past, the things of long ago consider not. See, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? In the desert I make a way, in the wasteland, rivers. Wild beasts honor me, jackals and ostriches, for I put water in the desert and rivers in the wasteland for my chosen people to drink. The people who I formed for myself, and that they might announce my praise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I consider everything a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having any righteousness of my own based on the law, but that which comes from faith in Christ, the righteousness from God, depending on faith to know him in the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by being conformed to his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. It is not that I have already taken hold of it or have already attained perfect maturity, but I continue my pursuit in hope that I may possess it, since I have indeed been taken possession of by Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I, for my part, do not consider myself to have taken possession. Just one thing, forgetting what lies behind but straining forward to what lies ahead, I continue my pursuit toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. But early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. Thus says the Lord, "See, I am doing something new." Vision. If any of you have had to build a building, whether it is a building or a house, or remodeled a house, the first thing that you want in your mind is, what is it going to look like? You like to have that in front of you before you begin building. You might make modifications. You might then ask for a rendering. But the reason why you do that is because you want to see for yourself in print What is it going to look like? And that's how you begin any project. It might even be something else. You always want to start with a vision. And today in our first reading, we have a vision as well. A vision that God gave the Israelites through the prophet Isaiah. And what he was doing was to tell the people more than what was at surface value. It was to teach us about the people themselves. Our first reading today is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the second section, it is in this section that the Israelites were already exiled into a foreign land, a land dominated that took over the kingdom of Israel. It was this vision that God gave Isaiah to give to the people. He said, "See the desert, but this desert is going to change. This desert is going to produce vegetation. It will come to life. If you look beyond the desert, you will see a huge body of water. That water will become and will be used to water the land, to present and to give vegetation. This land will be flourish with vegetation, with people, with animals, and it will be something to behold." Now, if it was all at that time impossible, how could a huge body of water be taken to help irrigate a land to come to life? I think of one such area, which is called the Salad Bowl in California. This land was cultivated easily for the summer to grow vegetation, but with irrigation, now it can produce vegetation all year round in order to feed people throughout the United States. It can become real. But God was not talking about land, such as physical land. He was talking about the people themselves. Because of their sin had become like a desert. There was not life within them. It would be God who will give them forgiveness and bring him fresh water, this water to be brought closer to him, water that he will get to provide so that they will grow spiritually. This is what the Lord was conveying through the prophet Isaiah. And when they come back to their kingdom, they will be forgiven. And once they are forgiven, they will know then the life of God. 2 weeks ago yesterday will be the Easter Vigil. And one of the things and primary points in the Easter Vigil is that water is blessed, and that water is blessed to be placed upon us. To remind us that when we were baptized into Christ, we were like a desert that became like a land with vegetation, a land that is irrigated to produce fruit and soil. That land is now fresh within us. And that water then also will be used on Easter Sunday to be blessed upon us, the life-giving life of Christ himself to us, for Christ is life. I would like to give you one more vision that you hold before you, and it's taken from the Gospel of St. John. All four Gospel accounts talk about and give the vision of Jesus dying on the cross, but the Gospel of St. John adds this. At that time when someone was nailed to the cross, even on Sunday after the Sabbath, someone could die on the cross and it would take a long time. If someone was healthy, it could take days. But what would happen is this, that if the person did not die, they would break the leg so that you basically would suffocate. Crucifixion was a very cruel and inhumane way to put someone to death. But when it came to Jesus, because he had perhaps had lost a lot of energy and a lot of blood, he died faster than they had anticipated. It was anticipated that he died about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But just to make sure that Jesus was dead, a soldier took a lance and thrust it in his side, and out came blood and water. For us as Catholics, we signify the water as baptism and the blood as the Eucharist. Christ suffering and dying for us and dying, he gives life to us. We who were estranged are now close to Christ, and his life is given to us. The Church has the sacrament of penance to help us once again to be washed clean. The sacrament of penance helps away, takes away our sins, so that we are once again made whole. Today, I ask you to remember that blood and water, Christ being baptized into him, has given us life, and the Eucharist giving us life by his own body and blood. Christ giving himself to us and making all things new once again. And in doing so, we are brought ever closer to Christ who gives us life.